We're continuing with Simon Peites. We're up to Sif Gimel and Dalet. Things that we're not supposed to do before davening Shachris. So a little introduction. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph brings down Amar of Idi v'chule. Asur lo the Adam lasos chafotav kodem sheyispala. The Gemara brings a pasuk. You're not allowed to do your business before davening Shachris, and then it brings a pasuk. Then he goes on to say, "Kol hamispala v'achakach yotze l'derech." Whoever davens, and then he goes off on the road trip. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oselo chafatzav shenamar, brings another pasuk. Hashem will take care of him. So there's different gersos over here in the Gemara. The Beis Yosef points out that going on a road trip. So it sounds like from the Gemara, if you daven before the road trip, Hashem will take care of you. And if you don't daven on the road trip, so maybe you won't have this extra special shmira from Hashem. But it doesn't sound like it's us. So Beis Yosef says, no, going on a road trip also has a din of taking care of your business. And not only are you not going to have a special siyata d'shmaya, a special shmira, but it is in fact usr as well. Okay, that's in terms of taking care of business. Then the Gemara gets into, well, it's not then. Four daf earlier, Brachos Yoram Beis, this is a famous Gemara. Gemara asks, what does it mean, lo sochlu al hadam, don't eat on the dam? So the Gemara says, lo sochlu kodem shetispalu al dimchem. Do not eat until you daven for your blood. Okay, that's one of the big sources, not eating before davening. Then the Gemara brings a pasuk, kol ha'ochel, well, hold on. Then the Gemara brings another, there's another Gemara, kol ha'ochel v'shosu v'achakach mispala, one who eats and drinks before davening, and only then he davens, alav ha'kos of omer, v'osihi shlachta acharei gavecha, you threw me behind you, basically. And the Gemara says, don't say behind your body, ge'echa, behind your gaiva. Hashem says, you know, first he was involved in gaiva, taking care of his own, you know, ego, and then he's mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Okay, that pasuk, the son of Yeravam was very, very sick, and he sends his wife to dress up and go to the Navi and find out what's going to happen to the son. And Hashem comes to the Navi and says, you're going to get a visitor. And I think it sounded like in the Navi, he was already blind. But I don't know if she had to dress up or not dress up, but Hashem says the next visitor coming to visit you is the wife of Yeravam. Yeravam was a terribly wicked king, and you're to tell him, you know, give the message that basically the son's going to die and your whole family's going to be wiped out because of your terrible averas. And that was part of the Musar Shmuz, that Yeravam threw God behind Gavecha. Now Gavecha, I used to like to translate as your back, but the problem is Gav, back, is with a bays, and this is with a vav. But here it means behind your body. And then the Gemara, okay, we'll get there when we get to the Shulchan Aruch, changes it from behind your body to behind your gaiva. Okay, so now let's see the Shulchan Aruch inside. So we're up to Pei Tes Gimel. Also lo lehisak lehisaseg b'tzrachov, olelich laderech, ad shiyispal al tfilas shmona esrei. A person is not allowed to be involved in dealing with his things, his business, nor is he allowed to go on the road until he davens Shmona Esrei. Okay, Mishnah Sif Katan Yud Zayin talks about very early in the morning, v'kodem or a boker before Halos HaShachar, shari lasas malacha. A person is allowed to do malacha. Because of the Yerabah, the Mikomach of Milasa, shum inyan ad shivarach say their brachos, u'pashut the kavanas b'chatzi shah shesamach l'or a boker. If it's within a half hour before Halos HaShachar, he should first say Birchos HaShachar. So here we didn't get the yet. Well, yeah, sort of we did. Okay, in the footnote, in Dirshu's footnote 24. So what does it mean? What can I do? It's not so clear exactly. What can you do? Can you brush your teeth before davening? What can you do before davening? What can't you do before davening? So he brings down over here that easy, short tasks can be done before davening. Here he talks about taking out the garbage, talk about throwing in a load of laundry, quick run to the makolet to buy the pita or lachmaniot or bread for the kids that you forgot to buy the day before. One of the other, I think, Tfilah Kilchasa, he brings down reading the newspaper. I don't know if included in that is the is the news on the internet, which is addictive, and you could spend 6 hours hitting all the links and the buttons and reading every comment and then forget to daven. But I imagine a quick check of the the quick check of the headlines would seem to also be okay. 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 Now continue with the parentheses. V'yesh mekilin la'achas shamer mixes brachas kodem shamer baruch shamer. There are those that are mekil in this. If a person said some of the brachos, the brachas of Torah, brachas of Shachar, v'tov la'achmir b'zeh. However, one should be machmir. So they discuss the perhaps the stira we had in Sif Beis, where saying the brachos does not really help you so much. Right, we spoke about saying the brachos. Does that allow you to give shalom to someone? So they discussed the difference between over here and over there. Okay, mishabur sifkatan yud test leilech laderech, going on the road. So now the mishabur says something which is kind of difficult to understand. V'afil kodem mincha umayriv. Sounds like you cannot go take care of your business or go on the road before you daven mincha, before you daven maariv. So, like, what does that mean? All afternoon, until you daven mincha, you can't do anything? You can't take your bus home and daven mincha at home? Okay, in the winter, it's more problematic, right? It gets dark early. But what about in the summer? So here, Dirshu basically waters down this halacha in footnote 25, and they bring down, both from Rav Ozna and from Rosh Homa Zalman, that it's not so much we're afraid you're not going to, it's more of a, this is not a din in not taking care of your business before you daven. This is more maybe he won't daven at all, or maybe he'll be too busy traveling that he won't have the yeshiva das to daven properly. So he says, therefore, if it's a short trip, you're just going from Yerushalayim to Beitar, something like that, or he knows that he'll have time later to daven properly, like a man, so then it would be okay. Rosh Homa Zalman says, this is only if he wants to daven like right around now. But if he, let's say he wants to daven right before Shkia, and now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, wants to do something, take a bus home, so that's also going to be fine. Okay, the Mechaber continues, velo le'echo, velo lishtos. One is not allowed to eat and drink before davening. Hold on, before we get to that, the Mishabura points out at the beginning of the next page, Tahalicha b'derech havika osik b'tzrachim. So going on the road is part of doing one's business, which one is not supposed to do before davening. Ach kol zeh shel b'shasad chak. That's only if it's not a shasad chak. But b'shasad chak, she'en ha-shayara, mantenes lo, he has to go somewhere, and there's a caravan going, and they're not going to wait for him if he davens. So yochol elach mikodem l'derech v'yisbar b'derech. So he can go before davening, and he can daven on the road. So the chatzchila, he should daven before he hits the road, but b'shasad chak, it's okay. Now this is very, very relevant. So the issue in footnote 26-27 says, for example, Chaim Kanievsky, if someone wants to go, let's say a person wants to go daven by Makomos HaKadosh, wants to go to daven by the Kotel, so that's going to be okay. He's going to daven by the Kotel. He says, "Tzorech mitzvah shechetzi shemayim mutter." So that's not, you know, my business. That's God's business. I'm going to daven by the Kotel. That's not taking care of my own business. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. Okay, then he talks about, you know, there's no minyan, he has to catch an early bus or an early train, and there's no minyan where he is, wants to go daven by work, that's also okay. Then there's my favorite, he brings that from Rav Ozner. You know, if he's going to drive to work at 8 o'clock, he's going to hit crazy traffic. If he's going to go at 6 o'clock and then daven either on the way or right near the work at 7 or 8 o'clock, so if he leaves his house at 6 o'clock, he's not going to hit traffic. He can get to work in half the time if he first davens and then goes at 8 o'clock. So Rav Ozner said that that's also okay. That's what they bring down. Okay, so, you know, lechatchila, a person should daven before going on a road trip. However, b'shasadchak, when a person has a reason that they're not davening before the trip, the poskim are Mako. Okay, now up to eating and drinking. Not to eat and drink before davening. Okay, Mishabur Sifkatan Chaf Aleph. So here they bring down the two Gemaras, and the Bir Halacha is going to bring down an afkamina between the two Gemaras. Mishmar Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. V'lo le'echol. V'ha'over al zeh, one who violates this and eats before davening. Amru Chazal she'ol v'kasev omer. The Torah says on him, v'osi hishlachta acharei gavecha. You threw God behind your body. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Acha v'shasav in this goe, after he ate and drank and he, which are acts of gaiva, of haughtiness, then kibah all of Malchus Shemayim. Only then does he go be mekabel all Malchus Shemayim. The gam his scheme is very malapazik, and this is a din derabban. It's not a din daraisa, but Chazal also pinned this on the pasuk, like we said before from the Gemara. Losochlu al hadam, don't eat on the dam. What does it mean? Don't eat on the blood. If it's going to tell you don't eat blood, it should say don't eat blood. Well, don't eat on the blood. What does that mean? So losochlu kodesh shetispalu al dimchen. Don't eat before you daven for your blood. Okay, which is again, it's a durabana, but I know we're calling it a smachta. It's really, they pinned it on the pasuk. Va'afilu ti'ima ba'alma aser, even taking a little snack is going to be aser. We're going to have halachas about eating and drinking before mincha mariv, and there it talks about a sudo washing, but taking a snack, that's okay. Over here, before shachris, it's not okay. So what's the difference between these two gemaras? So bir alacha dibar maske velo lecho. I have a mishabir mashe kasav. Nivagam iskim adiver. Nafkimina bezeh. So the first Gemara is talking about being makabel o malchus shemayim. Where are we makabel o malchus shemayim? That's in Krishma. The second Gemara is talking about don't eat before you tispalalu. Tispalalu is not talking about Krishma, but talking about Shemona Esrei. So that's a nafkamina between these two sources. So that's what the Bir Alacha points out. Nafkamina, but that time a sheni le'es avil achas shekiba olav malchus shemayim bekriyishma. Because mashu espal tzvias yilches. According to the first pasuk, as long as he says shema first, then he'd be allowed to do it. But the second pasuk says until you daven. So he's saying Krishna is not going to help you. If a person has to eat, we'll see, for medical reasons. A person's allowed to eat. We'll get more into that in a minute. So Yikra Kapan Krishma Kodem. So once he says Krishma, he takes care of the first Gemara. He only has to worry about the second Gemara. Okay, the second Gemara we're going to push aside, you know, in B'makom Choli. If he's sick, if he's not strong enough to daven, he needs something to eat before davening to give himself strength to daven. Okay, now another, this is very interesting. The word in the pasuk by Yeravam is Vosi hishlacht acharei gavecha. You threw me behind your body. Threw me behind your body means you can't do anything for your body before eating, basically. If it's before Krishma, let's say. If we change gavecha to geecha, which is what the Gemara does, and Gemara lends it out gaiva, then the Gemara says, well, wait a second. What kind of eating is gaiva? What kind of eating is not gaiva? So the Gemara says, well, okay, water. It's not gaivadik to drink water. So you'd be allowed to drink water before davening. If it's, you can't take care of your body before davening, you can't drink a cup of water either. Meaning the pashup shah and the pasuk, you threw God behind your body, meaning you can't even take a drink of water. But the Gemara dashins that it's not gavecha, your body, which would include water, and medicinal things, but rather it's geyach, it's gaiva. It's not gaivadik to eat if a person's sick. There's no gaiva there. He's trying to take care of his body. He's just trying to be healthy. He's just trying to get to shul so he can daven. So they point that out over here as well. So let's see that in the Shulchan Aruch. V'lo le'echo v'lo lishtel. It's not that he's not allowed to drink. Aval ma'ayim, but water, mutter lishtel kodem tefillah. Water is allowed to drink before davening. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos v'yontif. On Chol and Shabbos and Yontif. Why do we have to sing aloud Shabbos and Yontif? Because there's another issue with Shabbos and Yontif that might prevent us. He has to make Kiddush. So why is it mutter to drink a cup of water before davening on Shabbos? Am I allowed to drink a cup of water before Kiddush? The answer is no. I'm not allowed to drink a cup of water before Kiddush. But over here, the poskim say, there's no chi of Kiddush until I daven. And therefore, if I'm allowed to drink a cup of water before davening, I don't have to worry about Kiddush because the obligation to make Kiddush does not yet apply until after I finish davening. After I finish davening, I can't drink a cup of water. I have to make Kiddush, then I can drink. But before davening, there's not yet an obligation to make Kiddush, and therefore there's no difference between Shabbos and Chol. In terms of this, he's allowed to take a cup of water before davening. V'chein, ochli v'mashkin l'refuah mutter. And the same thing with food and drink, that is for refuah. For medicinal purposes. We'll just go through Dalet, then we'll go into the Mishnah Berurah. Hatsame b'harayim harayim b'chal hacholim. When we talk about a person who's sick or refua, a person who's very hungry or very thirsty is included in a chole. Im yesh bo yicholet tzachav yidai to yispalo. If he can concentrate and daven, so he should daven. If he wants, he also is allowed to eat and drink before davening, because that's like being sick, and sick people are allowed to eat and drink before davening. Okay, now what about the famous cup of coffee? Is that called water, or is that called not water? Is there a guy over there? Is there not a guy over there? So Mishmur Sivkot Nechabez, Mayim Mutter, why do Shach Bugaiva? So now the Mishmur says, V'davka below sugar, without sugar. Our insert is going to be Aser. For Kol Shigain to drink Sheikhar, which is beer, Vaday Aser. V'te v'kafe Mutter, the Shtotel, call them Tefillah. You let her drink tea and coffee before davening. Kadei shuchav in daito spal to help him concentrate on davening. Uber frap and makomashir gilav and misashir for that built up, especially in places where, you know, the first thing in the morning, that's what they do. They have a cup of tea, cup of coffee. It helps you get your day started. However, kolzeh below sugar or below chalav. That's without milk and without sugar. However, ha'olam nogin hakalishos in sugar. The minig olam is to use sugar. Okay. You skip down a few lines. Hayotzei midvarein. What comes out of this, says the Mishnah Berurah, that putting sugar in the tea or to eat, take a little, you know, piece of cake with your coffee before davening, so you shouldn't eat it on an empty stomach. Ein shum tzad l'hakav hazeh kodem ha'tfilah. There is no heter. Im lo mi she'esh ha'chalisha saleh v'tzarech l'shad ha'refuah. Unless imamish needs it for refuah. And then if he needs it for refuah, he should first say, Shema Yisrael. Okay, then it brings down, don't drink the tea with your buddies. So that's for sure an act of gaiva. Okay, so here the Lama's bottom line, Aruch HaShulchan brings down that both sugar and milk are okay. And here in Dirishu, they also bring down from the contemporary post-scheme that's how nowadays coffee is drunk with sugar and with milk. And it's not an act of gaiva, it's just preparing the coffee so that you can basically get it down your throat. Otherwise, it's really kind of gross, and therefore the poskim are mako. The stipler is mako. The shomazama is mako. The dastar is mako. I guess Rav Yosef is mako. Aruch HaShulchan is mako. Now here he's like, this I've never heard of before. Then the issue brings up from Rav Yosef that even like a cup of soda is okay. Like sometimes I have kids want to take a cup of, you know, a cup of Coke can also get you going. And it's not as much caffeine as coffee, but for a kid, you know, teenager, that's his cup of coffee. A cup of Coke, Pepsi Max, whatever. has a lot of caffeine, and they bring down that is mutter as well. Okay. But what remains in place is that, you know, you should not drink with your buddies before davening. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chav Gimel Chav Dalet points out what we said in terms of Shabbos and in terms of the refuah. Now, Bir Alacha Dibar Masle V'Chein Ochlin. Hold on, Mishnah Berurah Chav Hei V'Har Ra'ev Harbe, very hungry. Okay, now this is something it's difficult. I don't know. In Bir Alacha, he brings down a Chayyadam. The Chayyadam says that it's better for a person to daven b'yichiduf early in the morning and then eat after davening. That's better than eating before davening and then davening with a minyan. I don't know what to make of that. That's what they bring down. Right. I guess. It's Aser. But I mean, it's also, but it's not. Yes, it's also. But if you're very hungry or you're very thirsty, then you have din chola, and then it's mutter. So what's he talking about? Look in Bir Alacha V'chein, Kos V'chayadim, second, third line. Nearly the efsha hatzorich le'echov ne'chul shasalev mutter. Someone who's weak and has to eat is a mutter. He's very weak and he can't manage to wait till after davening. And a Shabbos davening takes a long time. Tov Yosef Hatilo Shispala Asma Bevesa Baboka Biochamat. Better than to daven bichidus. I don't know if there's a mitzvah to publicize this, because everyone would daven by themselves Shabbos morning as soon as they wake up. You know, everyone's going to go to the Kiddush Club, which is very popular in certain shuls in America. Right after the Shemon Esther, they run out to go to the Kiddush Club. He says, the Achakach, you should go to shul to hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Kedusha and everything else. That's better than Mishiyocho, Kodem HaTfilah, V'yech V'etzikness, V'yisbalim HaTzibur. And it brings out that it's Poshut, it's going to be Furish, Gemar, and Brachas, Chav, Zayin, and Mabez. Okay, everyone should consult their local halachic authority. I vaguely remember asking once, I wanted to wake up early before davening, learn before davening for an hour or two, and then go to shul. So, if you're up 2 hours before davening, then the Shabbos morning davening takes a good 2.5 hours. You're talking about, for hours and hours. So, I'm pretty sure, it was a while ago, pretty sure I was told, so eat something before davening. That's not called gaiva. You're preparing yourself to be able to learn and daven. But it doesn't sound like that from this chayyadah.